Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has a critical mission. Managing its technology resources efficiently and effectively is key to the FBI successfully meeting that mission. What is the information technology strategy for the Federal Bureau of Investigation? How is the FBI modernizing its technology infrastructure and ensuring its IT investments align with its overall mission? How is the FBI providing balanced stewardship between information and technology? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Chad Fulgham, Chief Information Officer at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Welcome, Chad.
Well, thanks for having me.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Alan Heath. Alan, welcome.
Thank you.
Chad, before we delve into specific initiatives, let's start off by learning a little bit about the mission of the FBI. Could you give us an overview on how it's evolved?
The FBI was actually created in 1908 predominantly as an investigative organization for federal crimes. After 9/11, we actually took on quite a few other missions, mostly in the intelligence community. And so now, when you look across the ODNI, or the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, you have about 16 intelligence agencies, and the FBI is now one of those big six.
So with an important mission, and you provide some mission support as the Chief Information Officer, can you give us a sense of how the FBI is organized, its geographical footprint, budget, and the number of employees?
Sure. We have about 35,000 employees in the FBI, almost 14,000 of which are special agents. The others are intelligence analysts and the professional staff. We have five branches: the National Security Branch, the Criminal Cyber Response and Services Branch, the Science and Technology Branch, the Human Resources Branch, and then my branch, which is the Information and Technology Branch. We have 56 major field offices across the country. Each of them have what are called resident agencies, or RAs, and offsites. Some are overt, some are covert, and we have over 400 of those. We have about 60 international locations where our legal attachés serve as ambassadors of the FBI to our foreign partners. The overall budget of the FBI is just shy of $8 billion.
So can we switch gears to your specific responsibilities and duties? What are they as the Executive Assistant Director of Information and Technology, and in the FBI CIO? What are your functions? What are the stuff that's under your purview? How do you support the mission of the Bureau?
Well, the FBI, again, has five branches. So as one of the five Executive Assistant Directors, we serve as part of the senior leadership team with the director, the deputy director, and the associate deputy director. So any major strategy decisions or any investments we're going to make are done really at that level. When you look at the role of a chief information officer in the federal government, it does vary from place to place. I feel very fortunate with the backing that I've received from the director and the deputy director that we not only oversee the funds for IT and the policies, but also support the infrastructure and the portfolio of applications that support the various missions that we perform. Right now, of the almost $8 billion that is invested in the FBI for the various missions that we do carry out, about $1.4 billion is spent in the information technology area. My specific roles as a CIO is to provide leadership and a strategic direction, a vision, if you will, for where we're going, is to make sure that we have the right people, the right investments. And then with our portfolio, we have a governance process that includes a board called the Investment Management Board that we vet all major investments in IT projects.
So, Chad, with your CIO responsibilities and duties that you just described, what are the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how do you address those challenges?
Well, I tell you, coming from industry, it's been a little different working in the federal government. I'd say that the hardest thing I think that I face is culture. At the FBI, you know, we have very dedicated people, but we also have a great deal of tenure And that's amazing given the knowledge that they have. But in that scenario, sometimes it's hard for people to accept new ideas and new ways of thinking about things. And we've had to really put together a program to not only educate and convince our other executives in the FBI, but all the way down to the people that are carrying out the mission day to day. So that cultural transformation, I would say, is probably the toughest thing. I think if you work in the federal government and you deal with procurement, the federal acquisition regulation is also a pretty tough animal to deal with. The FAR, I think, is there to try to provide a ethical and open and fair opportunity to compete for government business. But it has a very difficult time, I think, adjusting to the speed at which IT is moving today. And finally, I think every CIO will say, I don't have enough resources. And so you know, I'm going to join that bandwagon and say that we have great people at the FBI, but we're always looking for more great people. And we're very appreciative of the support that the administration and the Congress has bestowed on the FBI. But we're always looking for more resources so we can actually perform more missions.
Would you describe your career path for our listeners? How did you begin your career and what brought you to your CIO position?
Well, you know, I'm a Naval Academy grad by trade, and I went into the Navy as an ensign. And when I was in a staff meeting one day with a two-star admiral, he actually got up and said he wanted his picture on the internet. This is back in about 1997. I kid you not, I was the youngest person in the room, and he pointed at me and he said, I want you to go make this happen. So as a good ensign, I jumped up and said, yes, sir. I walked out of the room and I went, oh, I'm in so much trouble. So I got on a plane and flew to Norfolk, and my brother-in-law taught me the fundamentals of HTML. He's a graphic designer. I came back a week later and I created a mine warfare site. It had the admiral's picture and bio and the seal and the command ship and dolphins and divers and helicopters and minesweepers. But he loved it so much, he pointed over to a bunch of computers and said, could you make these things talk now? And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So I've been fighting to get out of technology ever since, and I think I failed miserably. But actually, I served out my 5 years and started my commercial experience up in New York City working for Arthur Andersen. I moved over to J.P. Morgan Chase, where I ran security engineering for the Wintel platform. Got outsourced with about 4,000 people over to IBM, and that's where I took over the virus team for IBM. Got recruited by the CTO and later CIO of Lehman Brothers, and spent a very short amount of time at Barclays Capital before being recruited to come to the FBI.
And Chad, given your experience, what are the characteristics of effective leader? And more particularly, what management lessons have you learned and brought to the culture of the Bureau from your private sector experience?
You know, we could probably do an entire show on what really you're looking for in a great leader. And I think if you ask 10 people, you may get 10 different answers. But I think it boils down to a few things. First and foremost is your character. Without integrity and transparency, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to be able to get the backing of an organization and people that are entrusted to the mission that you're trying to carry out. The second thing is having a strategy, having a vision for what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, the ability to ask really probing questions, just to challenge the status quo, challenge culture, challenge that the old, you know, well, this is all how we've always done it. And I think one of the final things is really caring about what you do. If you don't have that passion that, you know, every morning you get up and you say, I'm going to work and I'm going to do this, you're probably not going to be able to inspire other people either.
What is the FBI's information technology strategy? We will ask Chad Fulgham, Chief Information Officer at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.